And we're going to hear now from Tad Devine, a Democratic strategist who is not affiliated with either of the Democratic campaigns in this race. He's also an expert on the delegate system. And Tad Devine, why don't you respond first to what David Wilhelm was saying there, that the role of the superdelegates isn't to contravene the will of the voters. Is that how you interpret it, too?
Well, I think they have a lot of roles. I mean, you know, they were put there in the first place to exercise independent judgment, and they're free to do so. But I do think that it's incumbent on them to listen to what people do. And I think if, you know, one candidate were to emerge clearly with a lot more votes than the other and the superdelegates seem to be moving in a different direction, I think that would be harmful. So I think they, you know, they're performing their role right now. I think a lot of them are stopping, looking, listening, and deciding. And, you know, we'll wait to see what happens today, whether or not they want to start moving en masse.
And what if it's not so clear, though? You heard David Wilhelm there say they're going to start working on the superdelegates as if they were their own primary. Was that the intent?
I think that's smart in terms of both campaigns. I think they have to go out to these superdelegates. They have to make direct appeals to them one-on-one. That's something that's been done for a long time now. And the superdelegates, I think, and I agree with David, that, you know, these are political people. They want to pick the strongest nominee for the party. And if they think one of these candidates is going to be much stronger in the context of the general election, I think they're likely to follow that candidate.
We've heard a couple of scenarios here. David Wilhelm just now saying, look, if Hillary Clinton doesn't win big, if she doesn't have a big victory tonight in Texas and Ohio, then that she's failed to achieve her, what he called a breakthrough moment. We talked earlier with the governor of Pennsylvania, Ed Rendell, who said, no, he's a Hillary Clinton supporter, of course. He said if, you know, she can point to victories in big states like California, New York, New Jersey, if she wins in Texas and Ohio, and say, I am the essential nominee. I've won these big states, and superdelegates, you need to come my way.
Well, I think both campaigns are trying to frame this election on terms favorable to them, and that's understandable. But the dynamic of this election right now is that Obama had a lot of momentum. He could have won this thing tonight if he won Ohio and Texas. I think the move of the superdelegates would have been towards him almost immediately if that happened. If we have a split decision tonight or he doesn't achieve that goal, I think this thing will likely go on. And what he's going to have to do is he's going to have a moment where he wins a decisive victory. And when that decisive victory comes, I think then the party will coalesce behind him. And if it doesn't come, I think a lot of people will wait to see what happens in this process and whether or not Hillary Clinton can emerge as a very strong front runner.
Okay, Tad Devine, thanks again.
Okay.
Tad Devine, Democratic strategist.